It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Monday, USDA released their prospective plantings report. We've already taken a look at what the acres meant for wheat and for corn. Today, we'll take a look at what the acres estimates meant for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA released their prospective plantings report on Monday, and as expected, we did see corn acres increased by quite a bit, a little bit more than anticipated by the trade. Wheat acres actually were a little bit lower than anticipated, and what we're seeing for soybeans, well, that was lower acres than expected as well. Looking at the estimates for soybeans, they came in at 83.495 million. That was 267,000 less than expected by the trade, and it was 3.55 million less than the previous year. Also, about 505,000 less than the Ag Outlook form in February. In all, looking at the acres, for the most part, most of the major states are looking at about a 2 to a 4% decrease from the previous year. U.S. actually coming in at 4% less than last year when you look at it on a percentage basis. Of that, we're looking at acres being unchanged or lower in 23 out of the 29 major states that are raising soybeans. When you look at it as far as the U.S. is, or as the Northern Plains, Minnesota is expecting to drop acres by 5%. We're looking at North Dakota dropping acres by 6% and South Dakota dropping its acres by 6%. If realized, this is going to put a little more pressure or a little bit more emphasis on the need for good weather and good yields, because it looks like, you know, with the acres dropping, that any kind of a weather issue could create a little bit of a tighter spot for soybeans than what we've seen over the last few years.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.